Good afternoon. As Dwight Reynolds noted yesterday, the relation between Hispano-Arabic poetry and music and the poetry and music of medieval Christian Europe is a vexing and vexatious topic. And if you want to get a really spirited polemic going, with more polite mudslinging, you'll see any place this side of Congress. Try organizing a symposium on the origins of medieval Iberian poetry. What no one disputes, however, is the beauty of that poetry and the music to which it is set. To start our afternoon session, Margaret Davis, Christoph Kolver, and Deirdre McCarthy have chosen secular and religious songs from four different linguistic traditions, Provençal, Galician Portuguese, Catalan, and Latin, to illustrate some of the musical and literary motifs derived from the poetry and music of Al-Andalus.
Res gloriosus verais lumens eclatans, Deus puderos senir si alvos plat, al meu campagne si at visis ayuda, que uno lo vibus la noche poven
Afternoon. I'm Margaret Davis, and these are my colleagues Christoph Kolver and Deirdre McCarthy, and we're demonstrating for you today how Moorish musical traditions influenced troubadour music and how those traditions in turn influenced the music of medieval Christian Spain. We just performed the troubadour song Res Glorios, written in the 12th century by the Provençal troubadour Girat de Bornelli. Southern France and Spain enjoyed reciprocal relations in the Middle Ages, and as the troubadours traveled in Spain, as we know, they were exposed to new ideas which influenced their poetry and music. Troubadour music was a total departure from pre-existing musical traditions, and many of the innovations are of Moorish origin. One of the most important innovations was the stanzaic song form with the refrain that repeats after each stanza. And according to scholars, this form can be traced in Andalusia from the 10th century onwards. The song we just performed, Res Glorios, has this stanzaic form and the repeating refrain, Et ades sera l'alba, which translates as, and the dawn is coming soon. The troubadours also borrowed from Arabic sources for the subject matter of their poetry. The highest troubadour value was reverence and honor towards women, and it has been suggested that this emphasis is traceable to the Arab reverence for women. Scholars have suggested that Spanish monophonic song grew directly from the troubadour movement, so we'd like to perform next for you two 13th century monophonic songs written by the Galician Portuguese troubadour Martin Codax, who came from the town of Vigo on the west coast of Spain. And these are love songs in the Galician Portuguese language. And we again find that the stanzaic form with the repeating refrain in both of these songs. Collections of Spanish medieval music is the Cantigas de Santa Maria, more than 400 songs in Galician Portuguese, assembled at the court of Alfonso X, King of Castile and León. Alfonso filled his court with artists and scholars, including many Moorish and Arab musicians and poets. Troubadour song was also one of the amusements at Alfonso's court, and influenced, of course, the music of the Cantigas, some of which borrow troubadour melodies directly. According to several scholars, there is a clearly discernible Moorish influence in both the music and the poetry, which again features the stanzaic form with the repeating refrain. As for subject matter, the cantigas are either stories of miracles performed by the Virgin Mary, or else songs of praise in her honor, possibly hearkening back again to the Arab reverence for women. We will perform Cantiga number 100, Santa Maria Strela d'Ordia. Wonderful aspects of the Cantigas de Santa Maria is that the manuscripts were illuminated with dozens of illustrations of musicians performing on instruments of the day. Most of the instruments depicted in the Cantigas clearly derive from the Muslim world and include small harps, such as mine, many varieties of stringed instruments, including guitars, sitars, and lute, of course, and percussion instruments, such as Deirdre's playing, the rick, the tar, and the Doombeck, all of which are of Near Eastern origin. And from the costumes in the illustrations, scholars have been able to determine that some of the musicians were Moorish, some were Jewish, some were peasants of other ethnicity. Christoph's costume is similar to the illustrations from the Cantigas. And Deirdre and I are wearing costumes more similar to the nobles of Alfonso's court. And we'd like to perform for you now an instrumental suite of several of the Cantigas, and in which the Moorish influence on melodies and rhythms can be clearly distinguished. Thank you. 100 years after the cantigas, the Moorish influence on melodic and strophic structures is still demonstrable in the music of 14th century Christian Spain. We'd like to perform for you one of the songs from the Libre Vermel, a manuscript belonging to the monastery of Montserrat. And this is entitled Los Sept Goits Recomptarem, or The Seven Joys of Mary. To continue with a very passionate Spanish medieval love song, reputedly of Andalusian origin, entitled La Rosa en Florece. The translation is as follows. The rose flowers in the month of May. My soul is heavy, suffering with love sickness. The nightingales sing and sigh of love. Passion wounds me, redoubling my pain. Come quicker, my dove, come quicker to me. Come quicker, O my soul, because I feel myself dying. La rosa en florece en el mes de mayo, mi alma se escurece sufriendo del amor. Mi alma se escurece sufriendo del amor. Los mil Another song from the Libre Vermel. This is entitled Cunctissimus con Canentes, which means together we all sing Hail Mary, and the subject is the Annunciation.
Ave Maria, cunctissimus con canentes.